I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Today on day 45 of the Russian invasion, Ukraine's president warns that Vladimir Putin is not backing down until he controls all of Ukraine. Hussein, an Afghan believer, says Russia's actions in Ukraine look a lot like the Taliban's takeover of his country last August.
We see in Russia all the magazine who is against the government is closed, parties or people arrested. The same in Afghanistan. Dictatorship is the dictatorship. No matter if communism kind or the Islamic kind, all dictatorship do the same thing.
Many Afghans still feel betrayed today, especially by the United States in the aftermath of the troop withdrawal. Surrounded by despair, Afghans are increasingly open to the hope of Christ. You can help reach them and support Afghan believers in five ways through Heart for Iran. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And the Lord is moving among one of Sudan's unreached people groups, Unfolding Word CEO David Reeves.
One of the tribal people groups a couple years ago was listed, no believers. When I was in Sudan, there was at least six, and now there's more than 20 of them.
Unreached people groups, or UPGs, have a Christian population of less than 2%, and they have no access to the gospel. The new believers David mentioned are working with Unfolding Word to change their label from unreached to reached.
They're involved in translating our Bible story sets into their mother tongue. We come alongside these church planting networks, equip them so they have the tools, the technology, the exegetical resources, and methodologies.
And for ways to help, check out the full report at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can find us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.